going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. San Jose-based Roku rolling out an updated line of products. Mark, let's start with the streaming devices. What are they? How much do they cost? And why are they different?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. They introduced a pair of new streaming sticks. So one is called the Streaming Stick. The other is called the Streaming Stick Plus. One is $30. The other is $40. And the big difference is that the higher-end model gets 4K streaming playback. That means you get better color, higher resolution, you know, all those upgrades that 4K brings in comparison to the standard 1080p. They also introduced some new home security cameras, two versions, a regular and a plus model. The plus model, they claim, can get up to 2 years of battery life on a single charge, and we'll see how that ultimately shakes out. The cheaper one, 6 months. They also introduced an upgraded version of their operating system with more personalization, a new section that gives you personalized sports highlights, and they also introduced upgrades to their physical TV set, so having an actual screen, not just a device that plugs in. And they have models now with better quality, better color, better sound, and then they have a new version as well that has an 85-inch screen.
Let's go back to the streaming devices. You know, how are those compared to the ones that Apple and Google and Amazon offer up?
So the big difference between what Roku is offering and what Apple is offering is really the price. Apple's, they plug in over HDMI. It's a box that you put on your tabletop or where you put your TV. Sometimes people put them behind the TV. The Roku ones are much cheaper. They're about a fifth of the price, depending on the math that you do. And then you plug them right into that HDMI port. It's just the size, basically, of a USB stick that you would normally plug into a computer or some such.
Okay. But but how are they doing sales-wise?
Well, Roku, they generate about $500 million a year on hardware, and it represents about 15% of their overall revenue. So in terms of hardware, it's a very small part of the overall business. They make most of their money on their platform, which means there are many different TVs, whether in your home or hotels or businesses and whatnot, that run the Roku platform. And they make money off of things like advertising and companies licensing that infrastructure.
Those security cameras are intriguing. I mean, to have a battery life for 2 years, yeah, you just forget about it.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have to put that to the test because that sounds unbelievable. But I also would be surprised if they would put those details out there when they're not accurate. So we'll see what happens in our testing. But it sounds plausible, depending on if you're using black and white, how long the cameras are running for, if they only turn on when they sense something in the vicinity. So it's probably 2 years in the best case scenario.
Are those new cameras much more expensive?
They haven't released pricing or availability details yet on the cameras, but I wouldn't anticipate them to be as pricey as some of the other cameras you get from places like Google, right? Like Roku, what they've been trying to do with their hardware is go a little bit more down market. Obviously, the 2 years sounds impressive, but it would be surprising if they were more than a couple hundred dollars.
Now, is it true that they had something new, projectors? Like, what kind of projectors? Like the kind we saw when we were kids?
Yeah, so there's a market now of TV projection systems, people that have a gigantic wall, they want to have a bigger area where you're actually watching your TV and whatnot. And so there's a series of companies now that do projectors. What Roku is now going to do is allow those companies to build the Roku platform into the projector. So Roku's not releasing a projector of their own. They're just going to work with companies on getting their software into the projector so people could project the Roku platform onto their wall.
That's, you know, I don't know if that's great or it's kind of a throwback. It feels a little nostalgic.
Yeah, it's a mix of both. I think it is a little nostalgic, but also it's a growing market.
Growing to the tune of what?
Well, it's not a gigantic market, right? 99% of people are watching their content at home on a TV or on a mobile device or a tablet or a headset or some such, right? The projector market, I would say, is very slim, but it is something that's becoming increasingly popular right now.
That is Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. Mark, thanks for the reporting. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That's at 8 a.m.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.